Pitt County Voter Guide Text. U.S. House of Representatives. Members of Congress adopt laws affecting local, national, and international affairs. Pitt County is in the 3rd Congressional District. Representative by Republican Greg Murphy. You may vote for him or his opponent, Libertarian George Cormos. NC General Assembly. The NC General Assembly has 50 senators and 120 representatives, serving 2-year terms. They adopt the state budget and laws affecting a wide range of topics. As in Congress, candidates have different views on how to represent the public interest on everything from abortion to tax fairness. See the ncvoter.org/guide for more about the candidates in your district. NC District 5. Alexander J. Pascal, Republican. Assistant Public Defender in Pitt County. Would change policies that are criminalizing poverty. For example, jail for fees / DMV license revocation. Yet are lenient toward dangerous criminals. Would work to fund and coordinate a unified effort to improve and maintain our waterways in order to address chronic flooding in the region. The website is electpascal.com. Candy D. Smith, Democrat, now in NC Senate. Small business owner. Would work to increase the supply of affordable housing and expand Medicaid insurance coverage. Would address flooding and climate change. Invest in green energy and hold polluters accountable. Supports justice system reforms to address racial and economic disparities. And also aid reentry. Website, candysmith.com. NC House District 8. Angeline Mitchell, Republican. Minister. Degree in business management. Supports providing adequate resources for good teachers and quality public schools. Says crime and illegal immigration need attention. Wants to reduce the injustice experienced by people who don't fit in. Website, none. Gloristein Brown, Democrat, now in NC House. Former mayor of Bethel. Says, our teachers are the backbone of our society, and they should be compensated accordingly. Favors local, regional, and state collaboration for economic development and job creation. Supports conservation and reducing waste to protect the planet. Website, facebook.com/ Gloristein Brown, NC. NC House District 9. Claire Kempner, Democrat, leader of NC chapter of Moms Demand Action, which promotes gun safety laws. Says our Republican-controlled legislature is violating our Constitution by not fully funding our public schools. We'll fight to defend reproductive freedom. Says affordable health care is a right. Supports providing more resources to address mental health and addiction problems. Website, clairefornc.com. Timothy Reeder, Republican, now in NC House. He is a physician. Supports protecting the Second Amendment by opposing gun ownership restrictions. Says economic freedom is essential to human liberty and personal success. Supports lowering taxes and decreasing regulations of companies. Supports funding to place more school resource officers and mental health professionals in schools. Website, drtimreeder.com, drtimreeder.com. Choose your local officials. Pitt County Board of Commissioners. The commission adopts the budget for schools and other agencies, and it oversees land use, affordable housing, conservation programs, the health department, recreation, and many other vital services. This year, voters elect 3 of the 9 members on the commission, depending on the district where you live. Visit ncvoter.org/guide for your district and the profiles of the candidates on your ballot. Commission District A. Melvin C. McLawhorn, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Commissioner District B. Bob Edwards, Democrat. Retired professor at ECU. Wants adequately resourced public schools that educate broadly skilled workforce. Would expand county support for housing and renting options and access to transit and recreation. Website, bobforpittcounty.com. Rochelle Brown, Republican. Culinary and event space business owner. Would sell downtown properties to provide private developers to stimulate commerce and growth. Supports more resources for law enforcement, community policing, and crime prevention strategies. Website, RochelleBrown.net. Commissioner, District C. Mark Manning, Democrat, retired sheriff of Pitt County. Would use his experience with budgeting, financial planning, personnel management, facilities maintenance, public infrastructure, and long-term planning to serve the county. Wants an economy that benefits all citizens. Would be a good steward of our tax dollars. Website, macmanning.com. Billy Parker, Republican, small business owner. Would prioritize support for law enforcement because its absence means justice becomes an apparition without substance. Wants to partner with local cities in a way that fosters economic development and attracts industry to eastern North Carolina. Website, electbillyparker.com. Pitt County Board of Education. The 9-member Board of Education hires the school superintendent. It oversees finances, public placement, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. The members are elected by district on a nonpartisan basis. This year, voters living in districts 1, 3, 4, 6, 8, and 9 will elect their Board of Education member. Find your district and the candidates on your ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. District 1, unexpired term. Mary Nobles Maltzby, retired educator, now a reading interventionist in elementary school, appointed to serve as District 1 board member in April 2024, would advocate for effective policies to improve and sustain quality education in Pitt County. Believes excellence in education can be achieved by unlocking potential, empowering every student, and building futures one student at a time. Website, facebook.com/Mary.Maltzby, M-A-U-L-T-S-B-Y, .92. Marvion J. Wilcox, hospitality associate at ECU Medical Center. Would promote competitive salaries for all school staff and provide a supportive work environment that values educators' contributions. Would prioritize the importance of student mental health, comprehensive school safety measures, and empowering students in reaching their full potential. Website, facebook.com/p/Marvion, Marvion dash Wilcox dash 1000 Z6, as that was 0646 7660658. That number again is 1000 646 766 0658. District 3, Rashid Mallory, food truck owner, emphasizes the importance of positive community support for children's development, wants mental health counseling that listens to students rather than throws labels on them. Website, none. James Tripp, member of the Board of Education, worked in a law firm for 30-plus years, now retired. Worked with Pitt County Schools and Sheriff on gang prevention and related training for school staff. Says he is concerned about school safety, racial inequality, school suspension practices, and construction of mobile classrooms. Wants to see the school system hire more black men as teachers. Website, none. District 4. Justin Eastwood, construction foreman, says he is tired of books being allowed in our public schools, but yet we were not allowed to talk in the same verbiage at the board meetings due to the vulgarity of the words we were using. Says bullies and disciplinary actions against those bullying are not being dealt with. Website, facebook.com/CTEJRE. Deshaw Lane, program manager at Impact Youth, chair of the Pitt County Community Collaborative for Children, Youth, and Families, says board members should listen to and be influenced by families and students as they make decisions. Priorities: create a safe learning environment and encourage policies that disrupt the school-to-prison pipeline. Website, desha4schoolboard.wixsite.com. That's D-E-S-H-A, the number 4, school board, one word, dot W-I-X-S-I-T-E, dot com. District 6, Worth Forbes, member of the Board of Education, 30-plus years experience in Pitt County schools, from teacher to principal to associate superintendent. Supports supplement pay for teachers and reducing their workload by eliminating unnecessary paperwork and programs. Wants to improve discipline in classrooms. Website, worthforbes.info. Aaron Kessel, Pitt County public school teacher for 13-plus years. Recognizes diversity of families with children in Pitt County schools and the need to provide equitable resources and multiple ways to support student learning and parental involvement. Supports policies that will retain and reward teachers and provide opportunities for growth. Website, aaronkesselpcs.weebly.com. Better spell that, aaronkesselpcs.weebly.com. District 8, Amanda Klein. This candidate is unopposed. District 9, Benji Forrest. Member of the Board of Education, owns Benji Forrest Farms, former teacher. Says student achievement should be evaluated not just based on test scores, but also on student interest, career preparation, and dropout rates. Says security in schools and buses should be periodically assessed and improved. Supports partnerships with area colleges and institutions for vocational training. No program that excites students should be eliminated. Website, benjiforrest.com. Jennifer C. Matthews, faculty member at ECU, spouse of public school teacher, PTA board member at Children's School. Emphasizes student success, but we must acknowledge that success looks different for every student. Supports technical education for skilled workers as well as college prep curriculum. Supports going to families with information they need, rather than expecting families to go to inconvenient places. Says teachers, counselors, and other staff deserve respect, better pay, and supportive resources to perform their jobs. Website, Jennifer Matthews for School Board dot Weebly dot com. Other local candidates. Superior Court Judge, District 3, Seat 1, Jeffrey B. Foster, Republican, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 3, G. Galen Brady, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 4, Brian DeSoto, Republican, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 5, Wendy Smallwood Hazleton, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 6, Mario E. Perez, Democrat, unopposed. And Pitt County Register of Deeds, Lisa Nichols, Democrat, unopposed. Use an early voting location, October 17 through November 2. Pitt County voters can vote at any of the locations listed below during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See the last section of ncvoter.org/register. All sites are open weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17 to November 1, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturdays, October 19, 26, and November 2, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, October 27, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Agricultural Center, 403 Government Circle, Greenville, H. Boyd Lee Park, 5184 Corey Road, Greenville, ECU Student Center, Room 1, Number 125, 501 East 10th Street, Greenville, Epps Education Recreation Center, 400 Nash Street, Greenville, Aiden Community Building, 548 2nd Street, Aiden, Farmville Community Center, 3886 South Main Street, Farmville, and Winterville Community Room, 2593 Railroad Street in Winterville. Questions? Call the hotline at 888-OUR-VOTE or visit ncvoter.org or call the Pitt County Board of Elections at 252-902-3300.